1 Kings chapter 19. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, and in detail how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So do the gods to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. And he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a certain broom bush, and requested for himself that he might die, and said, "It is enough. Now, Jehovah, take my life, for I am not better than my father's." And he lay down and slept under the broom bush. And behold, an angel touched him, and said to him, "Arise, eat." And he looked, and behold, at his head was a cake, baked on hot stones, and a cruse of water. And he ate and drank, and lay down again. And the angel of Jehovah came again the second time, and touched him, and said, "Arise, eat, for the journey is too great for thee." And he arose, and ate and drank, and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God. And there he went into a cave, and lodged there. And behold, the word of Jehovah came to him, and said to him, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for Jehovah, the God of hosts. The children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I am left, I alone, and they seek my life to take it away." And he said, "Go forth, and stand upon the mount before Jehovah." And behold, Jehovah passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains, and broke in pieces the rocks before Jehovah. Jehovah was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. Jehovah was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. Jehovah was not in the fire. And after the fire, a soft, gentle voice. And it came to pass, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and went out, and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him, and said, "What doest thou here, Elijah?" And he said, "I have been very jealous for Jehovah the God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword. And I am left, I alone, and they seek my life to take it away." And Jehovah said to him, "Go, return on the way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when thou comest, anoint Hazael king over Syria. And Jehu the son of Nimshi shalt thou anoint king over Israel, and Elisha the son of Shaphat of Abel-Meholah shalt thou anoint prophet in thy stead. And it shall come to pass, that him that escapeth the sword of Hazael shall Jehu slay, and him that escapeth the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. Yet I have left myself 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth that hath not kissed him." And he departed thence, and found Elisha the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yokes before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah went over to him, and cast his mantle on him. And he left the oxen, and ran after Elijah, and said, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and I will follow thee." And he said to him, "Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" And he returned back from him, and took the yoke of oxen, and killed them, and boiled their flesh with the implements of the oxen, and gave to the people, and they ate. And he arose and went after Elijah, and ministered to him.